Mitt Romney's not the only one voicing opposition to Donald Trump's candidacy. Many immigrants question his policies, especially his proposal to build a wall along our southern border. But Trump also has supporters among immigrants, people like Pola Hansberger of Florida. She's with the nonprofit Legal Immigrants for America, and she fondly remembers her first years in the U.S. after immigrating from Nicaragua in 1964.
It was an amazing adventure. We fell madly in love with the people. I remember living in downtown Los Angeles and leaving the door open. The milk would come, the milk person would come and leave the milk outside with no need to worry about being robbed or anything. Those were amazing days. We felt safe in our homeland, which was America.
So as an immigrant to the U.S., what is the appeal of a man, Donald Trump, who says we need to build a wall on the border to deal with illegal immigration?
Well, in my country, we had to build walls with barbed wires or broken bottles at the top to prevent people from entering our home and taking everything that wasn't bolted down and maybe even causing harm. I don't want to live like that. We better have one wall, one magnificent wall, instead of people having to wall themselves out or having alarms and to live behind bars. I'm sorry, that's not a very good experience. They are free and we are not. We become prisoners in our own home. So I say Donald Trump will build. He's a builder. He will build a beautiful fence. And it doesn't mean he doesn't like the Mexican people. I love them too. We love mankind, but they need to come legally.
Your experiences with walls and fences, I mean, you're talking about a private home. When we talk about a whole country that has prided itself on its inclusivity and bringing in people from all over the world, like yourself, I mean, isn't that different?
We are here. I came legally. My sister, during the Sandinista Contra Revolution, the house was bombed and had to depart in a hurry and go to Los Angeles to seek political asylum. And she did it successfully. We went and waited 7 years for them to get the residency. And eventually everyone, all six members of the family, became members. So I believe that if you come to a country, whatever country that is, you should do things legally. You should not do things illegally.
I was really kind of struck by the way you described life in the United States when you first came here in the 60s. You could leave your doors unlocked and no problems. When Donald Trump talks about making America great again, what do you think about it? Is it those early days when you got here when it was kind of a, let's say, a kinder, gentler America, even though there was a lot of stuff going on that wasn't so kind and gentle?
See, he reminds me of, in a way, of my husband. I married a WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and he reminds me of him because my husband was a businessman that negotiated contracts for his organization in different countries in the world. And thank God he did well. And you need to have a special kind of a mind to be able to negotiate contracts that are good. And I think that Donald Trump has that advantage.
Pola Hansberger with the nonprofit Legal Immigrants for America.